that if we are Christians and ought to be like God, we must give. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What should we give first then? We should give the motives of our heart. Am I right there? Like God's reason, it must start off with love. We need to give more love. For love is the answer. The great apostle Paul bears this out when he says in his writings to the Corinthian church, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am becoming as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. We should give our time, our talent, of our material blessings according how the Lord prospers us. We ought to put our tithes in our financial budget. For such as we have, this means our best in the service. We must give when and while we can, while there's still time. For there will come a time when you don't have something to give. Some people wait until they get old and down and out, and then want to say, I give God all of my time. But God wants your time while you're able to do something else besides just sit around and talk about what you used to do. And no matter whether you're young or old, God still has something for you to do. You ought to be willing to give young people advice in your old age and show somebody the way to Christ. We need to learn how to give. And you know, I like to tell you now, it is not the quantity that counts with God, but the quality. This was proven between Cain and Abel. Give whatever you have to the Lord. If you give, children, it will pay off with interest. Listen, if you please, Noah had only the crudest tools, but he used them to save the world. Abraham left his home. He gave up Ur, but he found Canaan. Moses had only a rod, but with the rod he defeated Pharaoh's army. Gideon had only a piece of fleece, but it was his beachhead to victory. Shamgar had only an ox gourd. It was a bum against his foes. Samson had the jawbone of an ass. It was the same as a machine gun. Elijah had only a mantle, but it rolled back Jordan. Elijah had only a plow, but he exchanged it for a mantle. Isaiah had only a vision, but he became the statesman prophet. Jeremiah had a burning, but he set others' hearts on fire. David had only a sling and a harp, but he shot and played up to the throne. The widow had only a handful of meal and a little oil, but it was increased by giving. Job had only an ash heap, but Job is a witness in heaven. Dorcas had a sewing needle, but she stitched her way into Bible fame. Daniel had a true purpose. Daniel read the handwriting on the wall. Mordecai had on a mourning robe, but he saw Hannah hang. Peter, James, and John had only a fisher's net, but they became fishers of men. Shakespeare had only a hitching post, but he became the greatest bard of England. Booker T. Washington had only a broom, but he swept his way to world renown. George Washington Carver had only a peanut, but he squeezed from it more than 300 products. Black Samson had only a stick, but he became a war hero by discomfiting an army. Paul Revere had only a horse, but he rode to immortality. John Brown had only a dream. His soul still marches on. And today we look at Martin Luther King and hear him say, I have a dream. I have a dream. The reason I have a dream, I'm giving my all for the uplifting of my people. Am I right there? Some gave large and some gave small. A little boy gave a lunch one day, but became an immortal hero among those nameless great souls whose name will appear in blazing characters of living light when the leaves of the judgment book shall be opened. That little boy's name will be on the roll. A widow gave a mite, but Jesus saw it as more than the rest that gave. I don't believe you're praying with me. The Samaritan woman gave up a water pot, but she received living water and wells of water that sprang up in her soul and said, I'll never thirst again. As I close today, I'd like to leave this with you. There is a story of a penniless woman who had just become a member of a large church. When the church decided to give a benefit dinner, and everybody was asked to buy a plate for a stated amount, this poor woman felt sorry because she was unable to pay for a plate. But she finally decided to have a little talk with God. And she fell down on her knees. And she said to the Lord, I don't have much. I'm not able to buy a plate. But I'd like to give what I can. And God spoke to that woman and told her what to do. And one day she went to the pastor. Said, Brother Pastor, I don't believe you're praying with me. I'm just a poor widow and don't have anything to give. And I'm not able to buy a plate. But after I prayed to God and had a little talk with him, the Lord put it on my heart to talk with you. And to just ask you one favor. That since I'm not able to buy a plate, will you just let me wash the dishes for those who are able to buy a plate? I stopped by to tell you today, it's not how much you give, but the spirit and how you give it. I don't know about you, but every day of my life, I'm trying to give something. Every day, I just tell the Lord, Lord, I don't have much to give. Lord, but I'm willing to give what I got. Lord, I'm willing to give my life for you. The reason I'm willing to give my life. One Friday evening, my Lord gave his life. And if the Lord gave his life for me, I want to give everything I have for him. Oh, Lord. I may not have much. Here's my hand. Here's my heart. Are you willing to give? I said, are you willing to give? Are you willing to give your life? Your name may not be famous. Am I right, church? You may not be called a big church member. Oh, Lord, you may not be able to pay a quarter, but just bow down on your knees. I give my all. It may be just a little song, but I'm willing to give that song. It may be just a word of encouragement, but I'm willing to give that. If I can just help somebody along the way, my living will not be in vain. I said it will not be in vain. Am I right, church? Somebody needs your day. There's not always money. For some things money can't buy. When I'm down, I said when I'm burdened down, I don't need money to raise me up. But I thank God I got somebody who's willing to give me something. He gives me a lift. Oh, yes, he does. And then when my road get rough and rocky, I don't have to worry because I heard him say one day, I'll smooth. I said, I'll smooth out your road for you. When my heels get high and too high to climb, I don't worry about the heels being hard to climb. For I got a God who can cut a tunnel to the highest mountain. And when my enemies, great God Almighty, I said, when my enemies block my pathway, I don't ask God to move the stumbling block. For I know the God I serve will give me strength and power to just walk around every stumbling block.
Mighty night, mighty night. Showing up.